Greetings, friends, family, and friends I haven't met yet. From downtown St. Petersburg, my name is Brian Perret, and this is Gray Matters, a podcast where we discuss all kinds of matters. One of the reasons why discussion is so important is because it is the only means that we have of transferring an idea from one consciousness to another. None of us in this world are an island. We work as social beings. The only way that we can have this civilization work is if I have my idea, if I have my story, if I have my want, if I have my demand, and I can translate that to the person sitting next to me, to the people in the same room as me, or to my community, wherever they may be. That, my friends, that is why I find that communication is of paramount importance in my life. And I've dedicated much of my talent and my skill set and my effort towards developing those communication skills. I've put in my 10,000 hours. My crucible, my dojo, my workshop, my gym where I refine these skills, where I get my reps on my elocution and my pronunciation is Toastmasters. Toastmasters International is a club that exists across the world. There are hundreds of thousands of members. It's been existence for almost 100 years. There is a chapter near you. I encourage you to look into it. It will make you a better person. It will make you a better communicator. Let's talk about a few ways communication impacts your life. Do you have people in your family? I imagine you do. Either your brother, your sister, your mother, your father, your son, or your daughter. The way you speak to them, the way you communicate them, defines your quality of life. Your significant other, in your workplace, wherever you go, your ability not only to communicate your thoughts, but to hear somebody else's thoughts and evaluate them is of paramount importance in our life. This past weekend, I, Brian Perret, had the honor of being named Best Speaker of the Year for the St. Pete Toastmasters Club. This is a tremendous honor, which really took me surprise and filled me up with all kinds of warm fuzzies. This is a club with over 40 people representing some of the best speakers in the city who come together each week to try to be the best communicators they can. And at the end of the year, they said I was the best speaker. Now, sure, I have a lot of practice. This past year, I had the pleasure of giving a TEDx talk at the Palladium in downtown St. Petersburg. I travel around the city giving talks in schools. I am the director of academy where I teach people how to teach people how to talk. I mentor other speakers whose goals are to be professional coaches. This is kind of what I do. My grandmother says I have a silver tongue. Other people say I have the gift of gab. All I know is with this voice and these skills, we can do some things. In the few minutes today, I want to teach you a few of the things that I've learned about the fundamentals of communication so that maybe you can apply them to your life. First, let's talk about communication. And by doing so, I'll start with the number one myth in communication. The number one myth in communication is that it has occurred. Either somebody says something that wasn't heard, or somebody else hears something that wasn't intended. The actual message did not get through. So whenever we're communicating, let's talk about the three elements of any type of communication. There is the transmitter, there is the receiver, and there is the message. Anytime I have a communication, I recognize that all three of these parts are important to a communication. Me as the transmitter, I have my own biases. I have my own way of speaking. I have my own way of thinking. I am trying to translate this very nebulous thing called an idea into an audible word or a written response. That's a very difficult thing. Then you have the receiver, who is 100% a unique person in their own. Like, each person is a universe within themselves, and the differences are universal in themselves, the subtleties. What does it mean to love? What does it mean to appreciate? We are sitting here sweating in a hot studio. What does it mean to be hot? For me, right now, being hot could mean 85, 90 degrees. For someone else, it could mean something else. So it's important to recognize that when it comes to the transmitter and the receiver, the message can be very perceived differently. And that's independent of the message. So one thing that I do in recognition of all of this, I like to make sure and confirm that communication has happened. After I speak to somebody, if I want to confirm that they understand it, I ask them, what did you just hear me say? Can you repeat it back to me? And when I'm on the other side as an active listener, before I make a decision or an evaluation, I first get affirmation that, now let me make sure I heard you right, that this is what you're saying. Right? That's one important part about communicating with an individual going back and forth. Now let's talk about presentation, oration, whether it be you're doing it for work or you're trying to convince your mom to let you out a little later on curfew. The ability to present a message to somebody in an effective manner is very important. Again, I've broken this down into a number of key fundamentals of communication. The number one rule in communication, know your audience. Every message that you have is for an individual audience, and it needs to be tailored for them. Beyond that, you need to know what type of speaking you're doing. Is this a narrative? Are you here to inform somebody? Are you here to persuade somebody? Or are you here to inspire somebody? Beyond that, what is the content of the speech? And through all of these, you can determine how you deliver a speech. A speech that I deliver to inform somebody with the purpose to inspire a group of, let's say, senior citizens would be different than the speech that I would say to inform a group of youths on how for them to go to college. All of this is important when it comes to speaking. And the most important part when it comes to the speaking process is constant and honest evaluation. I record my speeches. I go back and I listen to the things that I've said, and I evaluate them in the film room, not with my evaluation hat on, but with my observation hat on. I walk in and I ask myself, what is the goal of this speech? What is the purpose of this speech? And where in the speech do I know that I am saying my purpose? Is this speech organized? Does this speech relate to the audience? Does this speech have an outcome? That is perhaps one of the most important things when it comes down to it. What is the purpose of the speech? When I am done talking, how is the world going to be different? I didn't stand on top of this lectern just to provide entertainment to you. There is a purpose for me to be here. Oftentimes, the purpose could be to inspire. The purpose can be to inform somebody. Whatever that purpose is, find that for yourself and convey that through your message. Sincerity. This is where I want to end my segment today, is sincerity. So no matter what message you say, if people don't believe what you're saying is coming from your heart, if people don't look at you and they don't believe that you truly believe what you're saying, your message isn't going to stick. On the other hand, if you can tell them an inspirational message and they can feel it, if they can paint the picture in the head and go on the journey with you, there is nothing that your words cannot do. And so in order to do that, in order to open up that sincere part of yourself, this is what I want you to do. Don't convince people. Just open up your heart and share yourself. The way you speak when you're in the shower butt naked, do that in public. We have a phrase. It is right here on the sticker of my laptop. It says simply, be brave enough to suck at something new. Nothing which has ever been achieved was first, not yet first dreamed. There's a parable in there somewhere. Find it.